Time to talk a bit of tennis with the Australian Open wildcard event over on Sunday. Roger Rashid joins us to have a chat about that. G'day, Roger.
Tony, how are you, mate?
Well, thank you, buddy. Thanks for joining us on this one. A couple of interesting games on Sunday and the final spots for wildcards for the Australian Open. Actually, there will be discretionary ones, but earned wildcard spot, I suppose. And James Duckworth gets himself into the Australian Open under, well, false pretenses might not be the right word, but the fact that Ben Mitchell had to leave to go to the birth of his baby.
Yeah, well, obviously a few things with the Australian Open wildcard, both in the men's and women's, that were sort of in the air, sort of quite a few balls in the air, and obviously a birth of a first child, you're probably going to, you know, you can understand the prioritising of that. There's no doubt about that. I think that's the first port of call. But James, look, he had broke inside the top 100, got to around 80. You know, this year had been in there. And it's not that easy to, you know, you either got to make the next level once you're ready to actually sort of get yourself significantly in the top 100, or you can sort of drift around that sort of 120, 130 mark in between those sort of spaces. So that's where James is at the moment. He knows he's got to, so it was a good effort for him to win some consecutive matches and give himself a chance and get into the main draw on his own merits, which is always pleasing instead of actually asking for a handout.
Roger, we've seen guys get to that 80 spot, as you said, and then either stumble and go backwards. What is the difference between 80 and 50 in the world work-wise?
Look, work-wise, it's always a judgment call. I mean, you know, I can find a player that might be ranked 100 that's working as quite hard, as just as hard as a guy that's ranked 50. But yeah, they might not have quite the skill set. You know, they might be injury prone. Mm. They might not have great people around them. There's a whole lot of things that actually can justify your ranking, regardless of your tennis ability. There's a lot of things that actually make up the part of the pie to actually be, you know, tennis, you know, to have sort of sporting excellence. And you know, I sort of see a lot of our players on the tour, not necessarily Australians, but just in general, which have sort of quite amateur surrounding. So, you know, the work ethic of an elite athlete is like anything in life, is that the better you want to be, the better your output's going to be, the more intense your output's going to be and what's around you. And also there's, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people don't quite understand what that means. And so it's really important to get yourself in front of really good people.
Would you have missed the final of a wildcard opportunity to get into the Australian Open for the birth of a baby?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think, you know, I mean, it's your first child, you know. I mean, you know, could you imagine, you know, everything went right for Ben, but could you imagine if there were complications there and it didn't go so, you know, things are sort of really awkward and you weren't there and you're sitting there playing tennis. I don't think you could get your head around playing the tennis match as it was anyway.
No, exactly.
So it was sort of been quite as, you wouldn't have quite have been right there at the time. So I think you do the right thing, what's in your heart. And if you, you know, some people, I know people that have, you know, have decided to stay and do things and sporting accomplishments ahead of those sort of things, but they probably sort of, in a way, they'll probably regret that moment.
No doubt. And let's hope that Tennis Australia may be finding their heart to know that he got to the final, and if they've got a spare wild card, maybe it goes his way. Arina Rodionova, she didn't have a bridesmaid on Sunday, did she? The young girl in Madison Inglis was able to go all the way.
Yeah, look, it's a great effort for her. I mean, she's a teenager, 17 years old from Perth, and, you know, she's just an up-and-comer. It's exciting to actually win that. She was runner-up in the 18 under national event, so she sort of backed up and actually then came through and wins this one. That's exciting to see her play at the higher level against some girls that have actually been playing on the tour that have, you know, got rankings, got higher rankings than her. So for her to back up and get through, you know, is an exciting time for her. She's gonna have the time of her life once the Australian Open comes about. But the expectation should be really just to go out there and actually just embrace being there and being around it and sort of learning and sucking up as much information as you can get once you're in the system and just, you know, through in the locker rooms, on the practice courts, even in the cafeterias, just the way that the best girls behave. The more she'll be able to do of that, the more, you know, the more it's going to go to her advancement and her development. But good result, and you know, on the other hand, you know, you get a marriage out of it. On the other side of the coin, but that's three runner-ups in a row now. So she's been runner-up three times, and You know, it's interesting that they decide to get married on that actual weekend. Because you got to sort of, you know, could it have been the following weekend? You know, maybe, you know, you do know what I mean? I mean, you really sort of put yourself in a position where you've actually said, I could get my, you know, if I do make the final, this is what I'm up against. And it actually happened, and she's lost now. Does she get a wild card from Tennis Australia? Now I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that will actually happen. So she might have missed a big chance.
And she'll get another opportunity, obviously, through qualifying as well. Roger, exactly. Thanks for your time. Really do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you, I'm sure, throughout the summer of tennis.
Cheers. Thanks very much. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Roger. Roger Rashid joining us there.